On December 10, 1948, the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. At Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, a panel of scholars and clergy gathered to answer the question, are human rights universal? Luce Nagel, a professor at Stetson University College of Law, doesn't think so.
Human rights individuals and those who defend human rights are cataloged as if they were guerrillas or they were a danger to the state.
Bill Felice, named the 2006 Florida Professor of the Year by the Carnegie Foundation, believes that the answer is self-evident.
I think the American tradition is a paradox, that it's a blend of this universalism, globalism, universal rights on the one hand, and particularism, patriotism on the other hand. Remember that our country was founded on universalist principles. You know, we hold these truths that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. All men, not just Americans, all men. And so to be a patriot in America, I believe, in the United States today, is to some sense to have within your DNA an appeal above community, above nation, an appeal above government itself, an appeal to natural law, the Creator, or the cosmopolitan commitment to human rights and equal justice for all.
Panelist Ahmed Badir, president of the Human Rights Council of Tampa Bay, says the average U.S. citizen doesn't know the difference between human rights and civil rights.
A lot of times when you talk to everyday Americans about human rights, they only think about it in the international perspective. They don't think human rights is an American thing. They think that's an international thing, like a foreign thing. In America, they think of civil rights.
Panel moderator and co-facilitator of the Global Healing Initiative, David Randall, agree and adds that the phrase human rights wasn't part of our political lexicon until the mid-1970s.
I've had the wonderful experience to have a couple one-on-one meetings with Andrew Young, a former UN ambassador over the years. And he tells the story that when Jimmy Carter was first running for president, he was asked a question about some African countries that Carter didn't even know the names of, and they were related to human rights, which Carter was unfamiliar with the term.
Fred Morris, director of the Faith Partners of the Americas in Panama, attended the conference by live video stream. He was tortured in 1974 by the Brazilian government and says he has heard the news speak and thinks that Big Brother is in Stockholm.
Today, our president was in Stockholm getting the Nobel Peace Prize less than a week after he declared his war on Afghanistan. We now have reached the full circle of Orwell's 1984, where peace is war and war is peace.
For more information on human rights abuses, go online to globalhealing.net or unatampabay.org. This is Glenn Pendergrass reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News.